Speculation still surrounds the fate of billions of dollars in so-called zombie cuts the coalition has been trying to pass since 2014. Treasurer Scott Morrison has indicated most of them will be dumped in tonight's budget. But welfare groups are concerned a recent freeze on family tax benefits could be a sign of things to come. Since her divorce, Louisa Forrest has been raising two children on around $30,000 in government benefits per year.
You just sort of get on with it, but yeah, it's a struggle most of the time. I'll do like a freezer inventory and a pantry inventory every month, and then I'll sit down and map out the month's meal plan and work out what I've got, and then go out and just buy the staples that I need to get through a month's worth of meal planning.
Ms. Forrest also runs a small business that has only recently started making money. She says in her situation, it pays to be positive.
Can I stretch $20 this week to feed the three of us? And that to me is a fun sort of a challenge, it's like a game, as opposed to crying because we've only got $20 left.
Last month, the Senate passed legislation that saw family tax benefit payments frozen for 2 years, a saving of $1.4 billion. But that was after several attempts to pass other cuts, ranging from abolishing end-of-year family tax supplements to making the unemployed wait 4 weeks before receiving the dole. Over time, the cuts have been dubbed zombie measures because despite previously failing, they keep being reintroduced. And Cassandra Coldy, the CEO of the Australian Council of Social Services, is worried that they may be making another appearance in tonight's budget announcement.
Will this be an accounting exercise? So what I mean is they will say, well, we've dropped the zombie measures because the credit rating agencies will say, well, you're never going to get those through. But instead they get replaced with different kinds of cuts, again, effectively hitting people on low and modest incomes.
Last month, a study by the Australian National University revealed the total impact of cuts to welfare from 2005 onwards. Taking the government's so-called zombie measures into account, it found a sole parent with two children working on the minimum rate for up to 25 hours a week would now be more than $6,000 worth off compared to 2005. The report's co-author, Ben Phillips, says the current policy isn't much better.
When we just look at the current policy, so not taking into account the omnibus savings, these families are usually worse off by around $4,000 or $5,000 per year, and that's independent of whether they're working or not. So if they're receiving welfare payments, they'd be worse off by fairly significant amounts of money.
Single mother Louisa Forrest says while her family has been hit hard by recent budget announcements, she remains hopeful she won't have to rely on Centrelink payments for much longer.
Probably there are going to be continued decisions in future budgets that will affect us, but at the end of the day, we just have to roll with the punches or figure out a way to earn more income and stand on our own two feet, which is the plan.